Be'ez Hashem is Bochum begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the laws of the Day of Atonement and the Seif HaVoida, where in this Perek the Rambam discusses, although he had mentioned these elements before, but here he took specifically, as he opens up Halacha Aleph, Seder Kol HaMa'isim Shebiyom Zeh, the specific order of the activities of this day, which as we'll see actually in the next Perek, which are Ma'akiv, many of them, but this is a specific order. Kahu is as follows. So this is how it starts in the beginning. Kachatzai Salaila at midnight, at around midnight, Mephisin the Trumas Adeshin. They would do a lottery for who's going to do Trumas Adeshin, removing that shovelful of the ashes from the top of Mizbeach. Umisadin Samarocha, and they would organize the pyres, which are the fires on top of Mizbeach. Umidashin Mizbeach, and they would take off the ashes from the Mizbeach. Kadech Shay Samachayim, just like they do every single day, Allah Seder Shabi'anu, like the order that we had explained, Achi Gilash Chitzat Tamar, until they reached the time of the slaughtering of the daily sacrifice. When it came time to slaughter the carbon tamid, person sudden shall boots being kind of in the so they would spread out a linen sheet between the high priest and the people, which as to be discreet when he's immersing himself. Now, but shall boots, why was it specifically of linen? That he should recognize that the service of the day is with linen garments, which usually wears eight. And today he wears only four linen garments. And he removed his weekday clothing. And he immersed himself and he would put on the golden garments. And he sanctified his hands and his feet. He would slaughter the daily sacrifice. The majority of the two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe, the majority. And he left someone else to finish up the slaughtering because the main is the majority. And he already did that. And he has to do all the avodas hayayim. But the reason why he doesn't do the whole thing is because he has to go ahead quickly and receive the blood. And he sprays the blood on the Mizbech as its mitzvah is. Then he would go into the sanctuary. He would burn the incense, which is done every single morning. And he would prepare the candles as normally done. And he would sacrifice the limbs of the daily sacrifice. Chavitin is the daily mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, half in the morning, half in the evening. And the libations which come with the Karmat Tamed. Like the order of every single day of the daily sacrifice, daily, as we had explained. Now, after the daily sacrifice, Makriv Hapar, he sacrifices the bull, B'Shevas HaKvasim, and the Seven Lam Shal Musavayim. Where besides the special Avodah of Yom Kippur, Shepash Achri Mois, like we said, it says in Parashas Pinchas, the Karbon Musafim, so there's special Musafim, like in every Yom Tov, there's Musafim of Yom Kippur, which is the bull and seven lambs. And those are parts of it. And that he did now in the Karmat Tamid Shal Shachar at that timing. Then he would sanctify his hands and feet. And he removed his golden garments. And then he immersed himself. And he put on the white linen garments. And again he sanctified his hands and feet. And comes to his bull. And his bull was standing between the antechamber and the mizbeach. And Reish L'Adon Mefon of Lamarav. Its face was towards the south. And its head was towards the south. But its face, I mean, they would turn the face, although the head is facing one way, but the face was towards the west, towards the base of Migdash. And the Kohen would stand on the east, and facing the same, he would be perpendicular to the animal, but the face was facing both towards the west. And he leaned his two hands on the head of the bull, and he would confess. And this is what he would say. On Hashem, please Hashem. I sinned, iniquity, rebelled. Those are the three terminologies that they say. In front of you, me and my family. On Hashem, please Hashem. Atoned for these three types of sins. That I and my family did these chatom and avoinus and pshoim, which again is erroneous sins and deliberate sins and wanton sins. Like it says in the Torah of Moshe, his servant, saying in Vayikra, because on this day he will atone for you, to purify you from all your sins. In front of Hashem, you would be pure. You're going to be purified, and that was his confession. Now, after he did his confession on his bull for him and his family, then he did the two lotteries which we spoke about in the beginning of the previous parak, the lottery on those two he goats. And then he would tie the red string on the head of the higot that's going to be sent off after they did the lottery, and which one's going to be lazazel. And they faced it towards where it's going to be sent away from, out of that azara. And the one that's going to be slaughtered opposite where it's going to be slaughtered. And then he came back a second time to his bull. And then he leaned his two hands on its head, and he made a second confession on it. And this is what he said. On Hashem, please Hashem. See, here he added on, not just him and his family, but now he's adding on the sons of Aaron, your holy people, which is adding on all the Kanan. On Hashem, please Hashem. Atone for that I sinned all these different types of sins lefanecha in front of you. Ani uvesu uvenei am kedeshecha. Me and my family and the sons of Aaron, your holy people. Kakuzim says mesh avdecha, like it says in the Torah of Moshe, your servant. Kiviyem is a begum. He said that whole pasuk, as we said before, lefnei Hashem tetorah. Bachkach, and then sheched es hapar. Then finally, after the two confessions, he slaughtered his bull, makabel es damei, and received its blood. Now, benoishnei lebishu menad nenoi. He would give it to the one who's going to shake it, mix it, shleikosh, that it shouldn't congeal, because it wasn't sprayed right away, and the blood, when it sits, it's going to turn into like a jelly. So that it shouldn't congeal. Umanicha al rebe revi shel hechel mebchutz, and it was placed, this person was mixing it on the fourth row of the hechel on the outside, because no one could be in the hechel when he's going to do the keter soon. And then, after this person's mixing the blood, so he takes the shovel, and he shovels out some of the coals, the fire from on top of the mezbech, that which is specifically closest to the west, like it says in the pasuk, he should take the fire from the mezbech that's in front of Hashem, which that's the west of the mezbech, which is facing towards the opening of the heichel. And the beyoda manichal rebbe shabazar. Then he came down and he put it on the floor of the courtyard these hot coals. Umitzin lesakaf. And then he went and they would take out for him a spoon, uklim molikatoras, and a vessel full with incense, dakum nadaka, very finely ground because it was always fine, but every mikvah they did it another time. You would take a handful of that keteres. Now, leimachukas, not level, that means say that his fingertips reach all the way to the palm of his hands, but v'legedushas, not that his fingers and his hands were very far away, that it was overflowing. El tefufas, rather, his fingers were a little bit of a distance from the palm of his hands, as if it's floating, like a little bit of a mount. Now, hagol lefikotloi, v'hakot lefikotloi. The big person's hands, according to how big he is, and the small one, according to how small he is. But it went according to his handful. And that whatever that handful was, he put that into the spoon. Now, Kvar Bi'an already explained in Perikav Melchiz Beis Hamikdash Halacha Yudches, Shalacha Basmoil, generally transporting with the left hand, which is one of the avoidis, four avoidis, and avoidis have to be with the right, transporting with the left hand, Piselis, but Amakadosh, Mashar Avoidis, that invalidates by the blood of the carbonis and by all of the avoidis. And therefore, Hayyuminadin, logic would dictate, he should transport the coals in his left hand, and the spoonful of the incense, which is the avoida, in his right hand. Now, but because of the heaviness of the shovel with the coals, that it's hot, he wouldn't be able to tolerate carrying with his left hand until he got to the aron, which is where he's heading to. Therefore, actually, he took the shovelful of the coals in his right hand, and he would take the spoonful of the incense in his left hand. Not mahalach behechel. He went walking through the sanctuary until he comes to the Holy of Holies. It's the once a year that he's coming in over there. Matzah pareches perufa. Now he would find the curtain that was folded over towards the outside, which was clipped with clips. And nichnas lekodesh hakodeshim. He entered into the holies of holies atchu magil aron until he gets to the ark itself. Once he reached to the ark, he put the pan of the hot coals between the two poles of the aron. Now, by the second base of Midrash, where there was no aron, he would put it onto the foundational stone, which was there from the creation. And even though there was no aron, that was there. Now, what he would do now is that he would hold on to the edge of the spoon, with his fingertips, or with his teeth, because what he had to do now required umaara hakatayres begudale, and he would tilt the incense with his thumb. L'teichavnav intes, because it has to be his handfuls, so he has to use both hands. But he has to tilt it with his thumbs into his own hands. Hashemachzil l'malechavnav kishayis, until he puts it back in to the two to his handfuls as it was. Avodikasha Migdash is one of the more difficult avodis in the Beis Hamikdash because of filling up his whole hand with using his own finger, his own thumb, to manipulate it. And then, he would pile up the incense that he had in his hands onto the coals with his hand, lefnim b'machta, into the innermost part of the pan. So that the incense, when he's putting it on, should be closer to the ark, and further away from him, so that it shouldn't get burnt. Because if he's doing it from within, meaning further away from the aron, he's going further out, the fire is smoking up as he's reaching over. So he wants to do it from further away from him and leading out towards the back. He would wait over there, until the whole the kodesh is filled up with smoke, because now the incense is rising over there, and then he would leave. He would walk backwards a little bit at a time, his face always facing towards the holy area, and his back going towards the sanctuary. I trust him in the Purechas until he would take leave from the curtain that separated between the Heichal and Kadosh HaKadoshim. Mispalshim beHeichal, and he would pray over there in the sanctuary, actually Yotza, after he left the Kadosh HaKadoshim, Tzilikatzar, a small prayer. And the reason why it was small, Shulah Havas says, I'm not to scare the people. Maybe they can say, Mispeheichal, maybe he died in the Heichal because it was not appropriate. Then it's a death that he could have. But Kachem is found. This is what he would daven. Maybe the will in front of you, Hashem, our God. That if this year is going to be hot and humid, let it be rainy. And there should never be removed the scepter from the Judea, the house of Shevet Yehuda. And your Jewish people should not require any help for sustenance. And that the prey of the wayfarer who doesn't want to get wet should not enter in front of you, because then everyone who needs the rain is not going to get it because of the traveler who doesn't want to be getting wet when he's traveling. Now, Alecha Beis continues to qualify this avodah the Ketores that we're discussing. So at the time when he was burning the incense in the holiest of the holies, specifically that one, which was once the Yom Kippurim, so Kol HaMpershim and HaHechel B'Vat. So all the people were separate only from the sanctuary, but they didn't have to separate from a further perimeter from that of between the Antechem and the Mizbech. Because Sh'ein Pershim B'Ne Ulam Mizbech, because they don't separate from even the area between the Antechem and the Mizbech, El B'Shas HaKtar B'Hechel B'Choyim. Only every single day when they would burn the incense, which is a daily thing, even on Yom Kippurim, in the Hechel, because that's one area away, he would be two areas away. And also B'Shas Matan Dam B'Hechel, also when you spray the blood of a carbon in the sanctuary, which is also just one area away. Like we spend laws of Tmid and Per Gimel Alcha Gimel. So, V'Achakach, now afterwards, after he did the guitars, Nitl Dam Apar, further along this Seder HaYoyim, Nitl Dam Apar, so he would take the blood of the bull from the one who was mixing it all this while, as he went to do the Keteris. Now he takes that blood into the Holies of Holies. He sprays from that blood, 8 sprays, between the sticks of the Aron. And after he does that 8, which we spoke about in the previous parak, he goes and he takes that blood and he puts it out into the Heichel, on the golden base that was for that blood in the Heichel. And then he would take leave from the Heichel. Now he go out to the Azar and slaughter the Hikot. He receives the blood, and he takes it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he sprays from it 8 sprays between the staves of the Aron, as we spoke about in the previous parak. And then he puts it onto the second golden stand that was there in the Hechel for the blood of the Azar. Then he took the blood of the bull from on the stand that it was previously placed, and now he sprays him on the curtain, connected to Aron, which is facing towards where the Aron is. Shimon Hazayas 8 sprays, like we said, Achas Amal Hashav Lamata, and then he puts down the blood of the bull, and he takes the blood of the Higot. Then he sprays him on the curtain, connected to Aron, opposite where the ark is. Shimon Hazayas also 8 sprays. Then he mixes the blood of the bull into the blood of the Higot. And then after he finishes mixing it, what does he do with it? He puts it back into the bowl, which initially had the blood of only the bull. Now it's all mixed together. It should be mixed very well, the blood of the bull with the blood of the higo. Then, he would stand before the golden altar, between the area of the mizbech and the menorah, which is more towards the south. And he would start to spray from the blood of this mixture of the bull and the higot, al kanes mizbech azav, on the corners of the golden altar. And he would go around the perimeter, umaz al kanes mizbechot, and spray it on the corners from the outer perimeter. Now, umaz al mekem mizbech azav, he started from the northeastern corner of the mizbech azav, which is further outwards, let's find his madavis to the northwest, lemadavis deraimis, this is going counterclockwise, to the southwest, and then finally to the southeast. All of them he would go from bottom up, where he's reaching over and going bottom up, except for the last one, which was the one right in front of him, where he went from top down, that his garment shouldn't get dirty, because if he's going bottom up, it's going to go up his sleeve and get him dirty. Then he would go ahead and shovel the coals and the ashes that was on the golden altar, which you have because you burn the incense there every day, to the sides, until it revealed the part of the gold of the top of the mizbech. And they would spray from the blood of this mixture on the essence of this mizbech, 7 times, on this southern side where he is. But Makom Shesholom Matnas Karnaisav, which was the place where he finished putting the gifts of blood on its corners, which was where he was. And then V'yitzav Shevich Shir Hadam. Then he would go out and he would pour out the leftovers of this blood. Ayisud Marubishem Mizbech Chitzin on the western foundation of the outer Mizbech, which was the Yisud that he would hit when he's walking out of the Hechel. V'achkach, and then afterwards. Bo Itzel Samish Teleach, and this is the order. Then we come to the Higot that's being sent away. V'Samish Teyodav Arishem Mizvah, then he would lean his two hands on its head and confess. So that's the third confession he's doing. He did already two on his par. And he didn't do any confessions on the Sar Lashem. He just slaughtered and sprayed the blood inside. But now he's doing the confession for the Jewish people. On its end, he's confessing. And this is what he says. On Hashem, please Hashem. Chatu avu ufoshlo v'necha amch beis Yisrael. They did chatoim and avoyin zimshom in front of you, your people, the Jewish people. On Hashem, please Hashem. Kaperna. Atoned for. L'chatoim l'avoyin zimshom shachatu v'sha'ov v'sha'v poshlo v'necha amch beis Yisrael. And atoned for all these types of sins that you Jewish people did in front of you. Like it says in the Torah of Moshe, your servant, like we said that pasuk earlier, that Hashem will purify them. And then he sends off the he-goat to the desert. And at that time, when that goat's being sent off, after he sends him off, he would take out the emuri parvesar, the sacrificial parts of the bull and the he-goat, which he had already sprayed the blood inside. And he puts those sacrificial parts in the vessel. And he sends off the rest of that animals to the place of the ashes out of Yerushalayim to be burnt. Then Yitzhak as Nashim, he went out to the women's courtyard, the Kershim, he would reach from there from the Torah. That would be after the Higot already got to the Midbar. They heard, they saw from the flags, and then that's when he would read from the Torah. And then after that, Mekadesh, he sanctified his hands and his feet. And he took up the white garments. And then he immersed, he put on the golden garments. Mekadesh and the Radagel, he sanctified his hands and feet. And then he would do the higod that's done outside, not the Sar Lashem, not the Sar Lazazel, a different higod, which although we did many of the Musafin already by the Tamash Al Shachar, this was done later in the day, which is also part of the Musafin Hayyim. And also, besides that Sar Hanasa B'chutz, he also sacrificed his ram and the ram of the people. Shemek says in the Pasuk, he went out and he did his oila and the oil of the people, where that Sar was a chattas. And then he would burn the sacrificial parts of the bull and the he-goat, which are supposed to be burnt. And then he sacrificed the evening karmen tamid. And then again he went and he sanctified his hands and his feet. He took up the golden garments and then he immersed, put on the white garments, and he sanctified again his hands and his feet. And he went the second time into the Holy of Holies, where he went to do the Ketores, and then he did the bloods, where he went in and out to do that. And umaytzi sakav esamachta. And he took out what he had left, where it was burning all that incense, the spoon, which had brought in the keteres, and the machta, the pan, which had the coals in it. V'achkech mekadesh and peshah b'gdei lavin, and then he went, sanctified his hands and feet, removed the white garments, v'tevil, he immersed himself, v'levish b'gdei zav, and he put on the golden garments, mekadesh, and again he sanctified his hands and feet. Machta keteresh ben abayim, and he went, and then he burnt the regular daily keteres, which part is done in the morning, part is done in the evening. Umeter sanishim and mam, and he lit the menorah that's done every single evening. Kashayim, like all other days. The achka mekadesh od b'raglov, and they went, sanctified his hands and feet. Upeish b'gdizav, he took up the golden garments. B'levish b'gdiasim, put in his own clothing. B'yitz l'beisei, and then he went out to his home. B'chala'am alavnoi said beisei, and all the people would escort him until he got to his home. V'yamtiba yo'isa al shayot b'shalom l'kodesh. And he would make a holiday for the fact that he had gone out in peace from the holy area, from the Kodesh HaKodeshim, of this once of the annual avodah of Yom Kippur.